Welcome to ITB's Travel Hero podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Lamp-Davies, with management consultancy A Bright Approach. I'm very excited to have Daniel D'Souza, President and Country Head for Leisure from SOTC Travel with me today, ahead of the ITB India Convention, which opens its doors live in Mumbai for the very first time from the 26th till the 28th of April. Daniel, welcome to ITB's Travel Hero podcast.
Thank you, Charlotte, for having me. I'm super excited to be on the show this evening. And I'm also excited to have ITB in India after a long time post-COVID. So great to and can't wait to be on the show, yes.
It's fantastic. Thank you for joining us. We are as excited as you are. Tell us a little bit about your role at SOTC Travel, please.
Yeah, at SOTC, I run the holiday business for them. We are a 74-year-old organization. Truly born in India, bred in India. We manage both online and offline consumers in this across the length and breadth of this huge, vast and dynamic country. We send a lot of consumers across the world, almost to all continents, and I'm responsible to ensure they have memorable experiences while they holiday with their families.
Wow, that's some responsibility, Daniel, but also very exciting, of course. Sort of broadly speaking, can you tell us a little bit about how have consumer behaviors changed since the pandemic in India?
Yeah, I think lots of things have changed. I mean, as you know, India is moving at a much, much faster rate than many other countries in the world in the digital space. So what we are seeing happening in India is we're getting a lot of younger consumers who travel with us, because we are an older organization, but we're seeing a lot of younger customers who come to us today, and they're all transacting digitally, most of them. If you look at today's Indian consumer, the first point of discovery is digital. So it is very, very important for any travel organizations today to be not only relevant in the brick and mortar space, but also digitally relevant, because that's the first point of discovery for a consumer today. So your website is as equal and as important how it looks as much as your stores today. So that's the big difference that's happening in the Indian consumer space. And that relates to everything that they do from there on, how they make their payments, how they select their holiday, the broad basket of selections. Everything is very digitally oriented today. So I think it plays a very, very critical role in how consumers take their buying decisions in terms of their vacations.
Absolutely. It's very interesting to see how technology truly is at the forefront of all of these big decisions that are being made from your continent. What does the... I tell you what, can you share with us some of the more popular destinations of Indian travelers?
I think what happened post-COVID is that domestic travel within India picked up suddenly. So people, Indians who never saw India like before, have started to see India initially, right? So apart from the traditional places like Kashmir, Ladakh, and Kerala, and Goa, which were used to normally sell in the Indian market, we saw a wide range of the northeastern part of India selling. We saw a lot of people doing a lot of biking trips across the country and stuff like that. But when you look at people traveling abroad, as the destinations start opening up, places like Iceland, Europe, largely Western Europe, the Scandinavian countries, Maldives was selling like hotcakes. Vietnam is doing extremely well. Asia, by and large, because they opened earlier than the Western part of the world, is also opened up. But what you also must understand about the Indian market is the visa plays an extremely crucial role in how people travel, right? So first, in India, they check if there's a visa consulate open to issue visas, and then they choose the destination, right? So that's a big decision point for an Indian consumer today.
And that's a big topic conversation to be had. Hopefully, we're going to have it at ITB India next week as well. What does the quintessential Indian customer seek when he or she travels?
I think what's happening in India today with the advent of Netflix and various series programs that are today telecast at the same time in India as it is telecasted in the US or any of the Western world, people actually carry their series or movie series or their movies to their holidays. So that's why you see destinations like Iceland or, you know, or European destinations or any, and Ireland, for example, getting extremely popular. What is also happening today is there's a lot of event-based travel that's happening. So there are people, we had large groups traveling to Japan for cherry blossom in the month of March, you know, which was very unusual. So we in fact sold the Christmas markets in Europe in December, which we never used to do in the past. We had people traveling for the Oktoberfest. We had people traveling for, you know, various other event-based travel, the sporting events, like a lot of T20 World Cup cricket happened across in the last 6 to 12 months. So people travel for that. I think a lot of event-based travel is picked up and a lot of experiential travel. I think these are two critical things that, we're driving the market.
I think that's just wonderful because that really gets the traveler sort of into a culture in a very specific and unique way. Lastly, because we only have a few seconds left, literally, as I mentioned, this is the first ever ITB India Convention Live. What are you personally hoping to get out of the show?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very exciting because after about two and a half years is when people are going to actually meet physically. I saw the lineup of vendors or suppliers or partners who are coming. I think it's a very exciting lineup. The Indian B2B agents or the community here is looking forward to it because ITB is obviously at a different league and a different level. And since it's happening in Mumbai and people don't have to travel to Berlin or Singapore and things like that, I think it's a great opportunity for the Indian agents or the community to partner and look at more experiential options, look at various opportunities that are there in the travel space, and also likewise for the partners as well, because it's very important for them to understand the Indian consumer. They're not unlike other consumers. India is a world with countries within countries, right? So a state like Gujarat is very different from the south of India. Or the west of India is very different from the east of India. So food, the way they stay, the way they speak, they're very, very different from each other. So it's not a one size fits all kind of a situation in India, right? So that's why even if you look at our holidays, we have specific brands which cater to different communities or different parts of the country. So it'll give the partners also a varied range of for them to understand the Indian consumer better. And also to customize or make offerings that are very tailor-made to this to a very specific region or a specific community. I think that's the bigger interesting part.
Fantastic. What a great reminder. A country within a country within a country. We need to remember this when we go to Mumbai. Thank you, Daniel, for joining me today. Some fabulous insights from you.
Thank you, Charlotte. I think I can't wait to be at the ITB. It's just another week to go, right? So we are super excited.
Indeed. With that, I really think we've set the scene for ITB India next week, and we look forward to seeing, obviously, many of you in Mumbai. So thanks for listening today, and please tune in to more podcasts in the coming months where we'll cover many topics of interest, not least in advance of ITB Asia as well, which takes place in Singapore in October for the 16th time. So till then, stay well. Thank you, Daniel. Stay well and stay tuned.
Thank you so much.